Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, Elmo controversy before the Elmo controversy. I'm Adam Grow. I'm the host of Cash Cab Canada and a stand-up comedian. I was on open mic with Mike Bullard many, many years ago. I filled in at the last minute for the kids in the hall, which is hard shoes to fill. It actually went well. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details because I'm going to tell you how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. In 2010, Katy Perry appeared on Sesame Street and sang a duet with Elmo, riffing on her hit single, Hot and Cold. Now, I realize that it might have seemed like an appropriate song for Sesame Street to choose for Katy Perry to sing with Elmo, with its lyrics featuring a series of binary opposites. Hot, cold, yes, no, in, out, up, down. Great for Elmo, even great for Grover. But at the same time, the original lyrics to Hot and Cold include, "You, PMS, like a bitch, I would know." Obviously, I can't sing, and obviously, they changed the lyrics to pretty much the entire song. This line in particular became, "You wanna play, so I wore dress-up clothes." And I still can't sing. But despite this noble effort, Sesame Street still had to remove the song after viewers complained. Maybe no one clarified that dress-up clothes don't include whipped cream bras. In 2010, why did Sesame Street remove a duet featuring Elmo and Katy Perry on an altered version of her song Hot and Cold? Back in 2010, Elmo and Katy Perry sang Hot and Cold, an altered version of it, but Sesame Street had to remove that duet. For what reason? A. Katy's outfit revealed too much cleavage. B. Mom's watching started to lactate. C. Katy and Elmo were dirty dancing. Too soon? Or D. When they auto-tuned Elmo, he sounded like Kanye West. So it wasn't due to the dirty lyrics. Sesame Street pulled the song for a couple of other reasons. A pair of them, to be precise. Because kids were watching Jiggle Me Elmo. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. And also look for dates for the live version of my show as I tour with stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket live on stage as a contestant. June 8th in Toronto, I am at the Randolph Theatre with the Quiz Show. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show. And now can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?